Turn, if you will, to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Psalm 119. We'll start with verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies, and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Let's pray. Lord, we come to You today. We ask Your forgiveness where we failed You. We ask You to strengthen us, guide us, and help us keep our focus on You. Be with me as I speak Your words, Your message. Help me not add to. Help me not take away. Thank You for all You've done. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the greatest examples of righteousness and upright men was, of course, Job. He was so righteous that God bragged on him to Satan. Righteousness, uprightness of heart, is something that all Christians should strive for. But sometimes we wonder, perhaps, what does an upright person look like? What does that entail when it comes to living out our daily lives? And we're going to look at that today. And I think the first thing, the first characteristic that we need to look at when it comes to an upright person is what I call saturation. And what I mean by that is that there is not a part of their life that is not completely saturated with the things of God. Let's look at verse 1. It says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Sin is avoided through all of their walks of life. Now, we know no one is sinless, but the person mentioned here is determined to stay on the straight path. Look, verse 2. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. You know, this isn't just a passing interest. This is, their life is saturated with, I want to do God's will. They are sincere. It is real to them. You know, it's not like some people you see who claim to be Christians, but then they go out and they start advocating for things that God said not to do. We see this a lot nowadays. People claiming to be Christians and then going out and sinning, living like the world, and advocating for things that God abhors. This is a common thing, but this is not an upright person. An upright person is one that seeks God and His will and His ways with their whole heart. God takes first place in their life. Again, there is not a part of their life that does not involve seeking God's will. It is their most important thing in their life. So we see saturation. The next thing we see here is loyalty. Loyalty. Look at verse 3. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. Sin is abhorrent to this person. They refuse to rebel against their God and Creator. Man, I tell you what, today we live in a time where you have a whole lot of people that want to use temptation as an excuse to sin. Oh, the temptation was just too strong. I just had to give in. No. No, you didn't. The person who is upright will fight that temptation tooth and nail. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We've all failed in that department. But that does not give us an excuse not to get up and go back at it. And go back in the battle and fight. We must do as our Creator desires. We must not sin against Him. Verse 4, Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. This is, it's a work. hard work. You know, when a person works diligently, they're working hard. Do you know that it's hard not to sin? You know that it's hard to do the things that God tells us to do? It is. It's hard. You hear people feeling like the Lord's calling them to preach. What does a lot of them say? They say, not all of them, but a lot of them say, I fought it tooth and nail. I finally gave in. It is hard sometimes to do what God asks of us. But the person who God considers upright is the person who hard work, diligent, seeks, strives to do God's will. And then I love verse 5. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. How many times do we, sometimes that's us. And what I mean by that is, how many times do we fail? And I mentioned it just a second ago. We fail, but there's that desire in our core, in our being. Like, yeah, I really failed. But oh, how I want to get back and get right with God. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. I want to be that person. You see, the upright person has a strong and urgent desire to do God's will. An urgent desire. This is not something that you would do just in passing. Oh, I'll do God's will if I get to it. Now, it sounds horrible, and it is horrible. But you know, we do it every day. I need to study God's word. Oh, I'll do it when I get to it. I need to pray. Oh, I'll do it when I get to it. We do it every day. Something that God wants us to do that we put on the back burner for later when we have time to do it. Right now. Now I realize when you're driving, you can't close your eyes. That's a really good time to pray. Do you know that maybe your day is so busy that you can't sit down and read God's Word? Something tells me it's probably not, because we tend to make time for the things we really want to do. But let's just assume that it was. Listen to God's Word. You can do that while you're driving down the road. There are ways we can diligently seek God. There are ways. This is something. And we need to have the kind of desire that no matter what it takes, I will do God's will. And that's so hard. It's hard. But oh, I want to be that person so bad. I do. I want to be that person. And I ask for your prayer. I do ask for your prayer that I become that person. Because it sounds simple, but it's not.
I think we should all pray for each other that we all have an urgent desire to do God's will. I want to read verses 5 and 6 together. It says, Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. The third aspect of an upright person is they have God's approval. They have God's approval. In doing this outline, why did I choose the word approval? Because I wanted the opposite of ashamed. And the one verse that came to mind was 2 Timothy 2:15 that says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And this is not simply talking about a person who knows God's word. Now, the passage is talking about a person that knows God's word. The scripture here that we're doing in our text is talking about a person that knows God's word and does God's word, so that they are not ashamed. Y'all like crime shows, lawyer shows? Y'all ever watch Matlock or anything like that? Some do, some don't. One of the common themes in the old criminal shows, and I guess they do it every now and then still too, is somebody will get some kind of what's called dirt on somebody, and then they'll say, well, you know, if you don't want this information to get out, you'll pay such and such amount of money and I'll keep quiet. That's called blackmail or extortion. It's a crime that is, I guess, still done today. However, get this. If that ever got out, there, whatever sin it is, if it ever got out, it was so great that it would just bring shame on his family and himself, everything, maybe even the business he runs. Right? Get this. If he was upright and lived the way he should have lived, there wouldn't have been anything anybody could have caught him. That's the kind of life we need to live.
Yes, he lives a life with God's approval, but also he lives a life of exaltation. He praises God. Let's look at verse 7. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments.
I will praise you with uprightness of heart. I will praise you. My heart will be right with you, and I will praise you, he says. But then he says, the reason I'm going to praise you is because I know what you want me to do. Has anybody ever had a hard time trying to figure out what God wanted them to do? If so, then you know the kind of praise that would come from a person who has found out what God wants from them. And I want to tell you something. I understand there are specific things that are hard to figure out. Do I take this job? Do I take that job? Sometimes it matters. Sometimes it might not matter. Just being honest. However, when it really counts, the Bible will tell us what God wants from us. And every day we should be in God's Word. Every day we should be reading to see what God wants from us. And every day we should be thanking Him for giving us this. It's a huge insight into the mind of God. I mean, this is huge. This is not a 10-page manual on how to crank out good works. It's not there. This is an in-depth study of who God is and what He expects from us. And I would be amiss to, I would be totally off if I didn't add the fact that we can't do what God wants, and it tells us that too, and that Jesus Christ came and died on the cross and rose from the dead after living a perfect life. You know, He did all that so that we could be righteous. I would be wrong if I didn't mention that. But when we see and learn the righteous judgments of God, we should praise Him. Sometimes that's not easy. When we are disciplined of God, we should thank Him. That's a hard one. But an upright person will. He will thank God when God brings him down. I remember a few times I've said, other people have said, you know, being a follower of Christ, there are some definite what the world would consider disadvantages. I do something really wrong, I'm going to get caught. You know. But you know what? I'm glad. I don't want to live a life of wrong. And I don't want to be irresponsible. I want to know and to do the righteous judgments of God. Verse 8 says, I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Their praise is not simply outward. It's a genuine praise as part of a life entirely dedicated to God. So what does an upright person look like? Their life is saturated with God and wanting to do His will. They are loyal to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They want and desire and receive the approval of God. They praise God for His judgments and for His law and for His word. This is what
an upright person looks like. This is what we should strive for. We must be determined to be that person. It's an everyday thing. I like what David says in one of his Psalms where he says, and he's probably said it more than once. He said, I set my heart. And what that means is, I determined before any opportunity to sin ever arrived, I determined already that I was going to go with God. That's where we ought to be. We ought to be upright.